Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Eamon Torsney. It is Wednesday the 27th of August at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the body which represents the pharma industry in Ireland about tariffs, of course. And we'll be looking at the economic woes of Germany and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that Ryanair would allow online travel giant Booking.com and related sites to sell its flights following a deal between the two sides. The Irish airline had accused sites owned by Booking Holdings, including Booking.com, for allegedly selling its flights and adding charges on top of their own fees. However, both companies have confirmed that they had agreed a partnership that would allow Booking.com, Kayak, Priceline and Agoda to sell Ryanair flights to customers buying holidays through these sites. Dara O'Brady, Ryanair Chief Marketing Officer, said the deal would assure customers of full price transparency and that they would get flight updates direct to their phones. The FT reports that the world's largest sovereign wealth fund in Norway has sold out of Caterpillar shares after its advisors alleged Israel was using the US construction equipment maker's products to commit extensive and systematic violations of international humanitarian law by destroying Palestinian property. Norway's $2 trillion oil fund had been a top 10 shareholder in Caterpillar, holding 1.2% in the world's largest maker of construction equipment, worth $2 billion at the end of June, and the fund has now sold its complete holding. Suzanne Lynch at Bloomberg reports that the European Union has hit back at Donald Trump's claims that digital regulations abroad are unfair, a day after he threatened to impose tariffs and other penalties on countries that tax online digital services, ranging from social media to e-commerce. It's the sovereign right of the EU and its member states to regulate our economic activities on our territory and that are consistent with our democratic values, according to the European Commission spokeswoman Paola Pino. Without specifying any government, Mr. Trump threatened export restrictions on US advanced technology and semiconductors, as well as higher tariffs in retaliation for nations' digital services taxes that hit American companies. His post on social media on Monday said that the measures were designed to harm or discriminate against American technology. Mr. Trump has long railed against EU tech and antitrust regulation over US tech giants, including Google, Apple and Meta. The US has also recently pushed the European Commission to water down its AI code of practice. And we'll have more on this topic on Newstalk Breakfast after 8 a.m.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.